Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to learn more about their services at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. As always, I'm your host, Double T, Travis Thera. Appreciate you tuning in here on this Monday evening special edition of Crunch Time because, we got not one, but two teams and two teams from the same school here in the studio this evening. The Lawrenceburg boys and girls basketball teams being represented fresh off of their Rivertown Classic championship wins. Both teams repeating. One team's won more than two in a row. We'll get to that here in just a moment, but we appreciate both teams coming out this evening to talk about the Rivertown. We're going to talk about your recent stretch of games and the rest of the season. The girls are getting closer to sectional play, so those are some of the topics we'll talk about with the Tigers here this evening. At the back half of the program, I am going to honor and kind of talk about the memory and legacy of Bob Brookbank, who passed away this past Friday. So stay tuned for that as well. I knew Bob pretty well, so I've got to get that into the show at the end. But without further ado, let's welcome on the players here. We got five young ladies from the Lady Tigers. We got four young men from the boys team. I think most of you know the drill. Do you want to do the introductions, let everybody know who's in studio here tonight? We'll start with the girls because you beat the boys into the studio tonight. So kudos to you. We'll ring the bell for you. Good job. Go ahead.
I'm Natalie. I'm a junior, and I'm a forward. Natalie Kaniga.
I'm Cameron Ferreira. I'm a junior, and I'm a guard.
Ellie Fox, sophomore, and I'm a forward.
Arlo Boslow, sophomore and a guard.
I'm Brooklyn Craig. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
All right, an eight straight Rivertown Classics. I talked to Natalie and Cameron after the game. So we're going to talk to some of the other players here. Aubrey, I guess you're going to get to lead off first. Eight straight for the Lady Tigers at the Rivertown, keeping that legacy alive. What was it like winning that championship yet again? Because you've done it now 2 years in a row, sophomore season.
It was very exciting because we got to experience it twice, my freshman and sophomore year.
All right, and Brooklyn, you're on the all-tournament team. You want to talk about that honor a little bit and what that meant to you?
It kind of felt good because I didn't think I played well personally, but it kind of felt good to know that people thought I did well, even though I personally didn't. It kind of gives me a little bit of confidence.
Okay, all right. And we have Ellie over there as well. I thought you were a great contributor to the team during the Rivertown. How'd you think you played in the two games?
I think I played okay. I mean, I obviously could have done better, but, I mean, it was okay. But I'm glad that we, like, came out on top.
You guys are some tough critics on yourself, so it's all right. Natalie, Ms. MVP over there, I know we talked a little bit after the game, but you've had a pretty good stretch of play here recently, not only at the Rivertown, but prior to that as well. Again, being the MVP, what was that honor like for you?
It feels good to be recognized because I've been trying to focus on focusing my moves under the basket.
All right, Cameron, we got to get you in here as well. You were on the all-tourney team. A couple good performances there over the Rivertown. What'd that honor mean to you?
It meant a lot. I really would like to just thank the team, though, because I feel like it wouldn't happen without us all working together.
Very good. And I got to go back to Natalie. I know she doesn't want me to talk to her, but you scored 17 points in the first round game, and I heard that you went home and you kind of talked that game up a little bit. You're bragging about your performance to your brother. That's what he said after the Saturday game. He said, hey, I scored 17. What kind of sibling rivalry do you have with your brother, Noah? Do you guys help motivate each other?
Yeah, I think we're pretty competitive against each other.
Can you describe Noah's game?
He likes to drive and pass the ball and never shoot.
Never shoot. All right. We're going to let Noah describe Natalie's game here in just a moment, too. We'll bring the boys in. Come on, guys, step on up to the mic. Introduce yourself, fellas.
I'm Cooper Bobo, class of 2025, sharpshooter.
Noah Kaniga, junior, class of 2025, and I'm a power forward.
Bruiser. Ben Cornett, I'm a senior, and I'm a point guard.
All right, we got one more here.
I'm Charlie Meyer. I'm a forward. and I'm a senior.
All right, so back-to-back Rivertown champs. Two in a row, that's pretty good. It's not eight, but that's pretty good. How you guys feeling coming off the Rivertown? No, Mr. MVP, step up there.
We're feeling pretty confident, and I think this is where we hit our stride last year, especially like after the tournament, after our Christmas tournament and going in the Rivertown. We play some of the best teams in the state during our Christmas tournaments the last 2 years. So then I think it just makes the rest of our schedule pretty like easy. And so I think we hit our stride right in the Rivertown. So I thought we played amazing team game. We all contributed, and it was an overall great performance by us.
What was your sister's MVP win a good motivator for you to go out and get the trophy on Saturday night too?
No, it wasn't.
Nah. Just happened. That's all right. Yep. That's all right. Cooper, you're on the all-tournament team for the second year in a row. You were the MVP last year. What is it about the Rivertown that kind of makes you just up your game and perform well?
Something about, like, the atmosphere. Like, I don't know. I've just always been that type of player when I got a lot of people in the crowd rooting for me. And, I owe it all to my teammates, my coaches, my fans. Like, they get me through it. They make me want to be the best I can be. And, yeah, that's all I got to say.
All right, very good. Charlie, you're on the all-tournament team as well. You've been playing pretty well here lately, scoring the ball well. How you been feeling about your game?
Pretty good, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kind of on the team, you know. I try to contribute. I don't know.
You just shoot the ball when you get a chance?
Yeah, there it is.
Ben, you want to say some words about your team and the Rivertown win?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to win back-to-back, right? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. And, yeah, we got three all-tournament team guys right here. I think we've really come together as a team. We really, like, came more even in the scoring columns. And, like, people have just learned their roles, I think, the more we've played together. So I think, like Noah said, we're finally finding our stride.
All right, I am going to bring the coaches in. I'm going to make them walk up to the front here. We'll pull in Coach Zane White here momentarily, talk about the Lady Tigers, another big win at the Rivertown. You won eight of your last 10. You got four more games before you get ready for sectional. How you feel your girls have been playing over this last stretch of 10 games?
I think we've definitely gotten better. We've gotten better over the last month or more. You know, like the boys were talking about and Noah mentioned, in the holiday tournaments, I think, are always a great place to kind of start to find your stride. Then we always roll into the Rivertown about that same time, you know, following the holidays. And I think it's nice to feel like you're playing some of your best basketball, because for us, we're looking at sectionals pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, other than a few outliers, I think, you know, we're working hard right now to get better on the defensive end. I think that's one thing that we got to be a lot better at when it comes to winning some of the big games we got down the stretch.
Looking at this week, you got East Central tomorrow. They're definitely going to get after it on the defensive end. I know they've been struggling scoring points this year, but Coach Moore keeps them very competitive there. And then you have Triton Central, yeah. Pretty tough team there. So got some challenges ahead. Greensburg still on the schedule. Yeah. What do you hope to see over these final four getting ready for sectional play?
Well, there's been – I mean, we talk about just not being our own worst enemy sometimes. And, you know, we turn the ball over probably – not probably, but definitely more than we should. You know, we've worked pretty hard, like I said, this last week or so, since the other night against Jacksonville, where I didn't think defensively we were where we need to be to win some of those big games. But I think, you know, they're working hard. We've battled some injuries here in the last few days and even prior to that. So it feels like, you know, as soon as we kind of get on a roll, I think they'll start to understand a little bit better about what we want to do and how we go about it.
I'll go back to the girls here. Sectional draw is coming up on Sunday. Any plans to watch the stream? Anything special going on?
As of right now, we do not have any plans.
Riveting radio. Mooch's house. So the guys are going to watch the...
We're going to watch it at Mooch's house in his basement, man cave. Great place to have the team over.
Does he know you're coming over?
Now he does.
Now he does. He's probably listening too, so that's pretty cool. All right, well, we wish the sectional draw goes well for you on Sunday. We're going to be there to call the sectional action as we get to the end of this month, and hopefully into the 1st of February as well, because that means you'll be playing for a championship. And I will ask you this, so you get to play sectional at home this year. Any feelings on being in your home building and not having to travel? Cameron?
I definitely like it better because we won't have to drive so far.
I like that part of it, too.
Home crowd.
home crowd. We want to encourage everyone to be there and make it loud for these young ladies as we get to the end of the month in the sectional play. Let's pull in Coach Cutter here to talk a little bit about the boys and their current stretch that you're on. Six-game winning streak. Boys are starting to click. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, we too. It's funny Coach White brought that up because we too have been talking about not being our own nemesis. We've been talking a lot about shot selection. Seems like the last couple games when we pulled away from some teams, it's because we finally figured out how to play inside out. And we, you know, something new for us this year we haven't had in a couple years is two guys that can score inside pretty much whenever they want. It's tough to guard one, but it's really tough to guard two. And with Charlie and Noah both inside, I think that's made it easier for Ben and Cooper and JP and Gerald and guys like that on the outside to get shots that they, you know, can hit and knock down. So, yeah, we've been pleased. We still have some tough challenges coming up. We have Jacksonville, obviously, this week on the road, and then you have Greensburg, South Ripley, all in one weekend, which is really challenging for us on the boys' side of it. So we got to keep doing what we need to do, worry about ourselves, and just continue to get better each day.
The thing I noticed over the past six games, you've held everybody under 50 points in that stretch, and you're not turning the ball over a ton. Single-digit turnovers in each of the last four games, that's a great recipe for success.
Yeah, and we try to – I mean, we've talked about that as a program thing. Just you hold anybody under 10 points in a quarter, you're doing something right. And we've done that the last couple games, two or three quarters in a row. I don't want to get out of here. We don't typically talk about, you know, individual accolades, but if you weren't at our game on Saturday night against North Decatur, Ben held a 1,000-point score to 1 of 12 shooting for 4 points, and wow. It was a – and he had help, and he'll tell you that, but when you're guarding a kid that's really fast downhill as this kid is – and you hold him 4 points and you make his night a living hell. I mean, you're doing something right. So I did want to mention that because, you know, that doesn't show up in the stats, but he did a really nice job, and I think our team would definitely back at me in saying that. So,
and to kind of further that point, at the Rivertown, you know, you got Brody Morris, who's scoring the ball really well this year. He got 22, but he had to get it on 18 shots. Cam Craig, team did a great job against him. He's one of the top scorers in the area, in the state, really. So it just shows that the defense has been there, and you've been making it hard on the other team's top players.
Yeah, and again, that's the scouting report, right? That's what you want your kids to do. You want them to feed into what you tell them and hope that they trust you, that you're putting them in the best spot to be successful. And we've done a really nice job of that. Our kids have the last couple games of executing what we need to do, and I think that's why we've had some winning results.
All right. I do want to pull Noah up here. I know you've been kind of the talk of the town and the world, really, for quite a bit. You took the infamous West Virginia trip over the weekend. I just wanted to ask how that went. I saw you got to put on the jersey and everything. Looked like it was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. It was a great 2 days with my mom up there in West Virginia, Morgantown. We got to talk to all the coaches and stuff one-on-one, really get the feel, personal experience. And then we got to do some photo shoot stuff and see, like, all of the campus and stuff like that. So, I mean, great experience. Got to talk to the head coach for, like, 10 minutes. He was talking about the Twitter post as well. So, I mean, it's that if the head coach at West Virginia is hearing about it, it's been probably gotten a lot of fans. So, I mean, it was overall a great trip. And we got back last night at, like, 10 o'clock and then just enjoying the day, off day of the day. So.
That's pretty cool. I wanted to ask, because everything's been kind of coming at you fast, do you feel like right now, since you're in basketball season, when you get out to practice or in a game, that's like kind of a quiet space for you a little bit? You kind of get away from everything?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is. When we're at practice and stuff, I just get to play basketball with my guys and stuff. But at Madison, crazy, after the game, I have like three people coming up to get selfies and stuff. And then like in the student section, they're all just saying stuff to me and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely been different, and you just got to like take it as it is and don't really respond to that and don't like take what they're saying like personal, because like
right,
you can't when you're an athlete. So, I mean. Yeah.
Well, enjoy all of it. It looks like it's super fun. I know Natalie, you got a chance to be on the Instagram Live with RG3. You guys had fun with that. What was that experience like for you, being a part of that with your family?
It was really cool to be on the live with him. It was a neat experience. I didn't really say much on the live, but it was cool.
I thought it was cool. I watched the whole thing. That's a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. How was it talking to him?
It was great talking to him and getting his advice on like my game and stuff. He watched my film and told me like some stuff to work on, some stuff he thought was good, some stuff he thought was bad, stuff I could like improve on. So it was definitely great to talk to him, because he was in the NFL for 8 years, won Heisman, played probably all of his life football. So, I mean, it was great talking to him. And then we got some stuff planned with him and his company soon, just coming up. We got to make sure everything's legal and stuff with that. We get with the IHSA, but we're trying to plan that out. But so it was great talking to him. And my parents got my parents love him now. So I mean.
he's a cool dude. I haven't like followed him a whole ton in his broadcasting career, but he's got a lot of personality. He's fun to watch.
His personality is one of the best, I think. Watch.
He's cool. He's a funny guy too. So cool. So I appreciate you filling us in on that, and hope everything continues to go well with you. Getting the some offers coming through. I know that's going to be coming down the pike. But I kind of want to talk to everybody else on kind of a similar note, just about your futures and maybe what some of your dreams are beyond high school. If you want to play college ball, or just what maybe occupation you're looking to do after high school. I know some of you are only sophomore, but you still might know what you want to do. Girls, do you want to weigh in on that? Brooklyn, gonna go first.
I think it'd be nice to go somewhere for college to play basketball, mm-hmm. but I also want to focus on like nutrition and athletic training for my field of study and all that. So I just want to. It'd be nice to find a school that I could do both at.
Very good. That's cool. Anybody else got any ideas? If you don't, that's okay. But if you do, let's hear.
I would like to play college volleyball somewhere, and I want to go for my degree. I want to go somewhere in the nursing field.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else on the girl's side here? All right, we'll go over here. Guys, Cooper? He looks very eager.
This basketball stuff's cool and all, and if I could go far in it, that'd be cool, but I'm mostly just keeping my options open for golf, seeing if I could get a scholarship for that maybe, but yeah, I mean, I'm open to anything, and yeah, that's it.
What's your golf game look like?
It's still a lot of bogeys going on, but I mean, I'm trying to get better.
Well, you I've can been play with me like any day, years. Ben.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, Ben? Hop on in. Charlie, what's up?
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, but me and Ben might go to UC together, so.
Okay.
We've kind of been talking.
That's cool.
Maybe, you know. I don't know.
All right. Are you Bearcat fans?
No, I'm an Ohio State fan. But.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's why I like you.
Yep.
Ben, what's up, man?
Yeah, I think, like, everybody when they were younger always had dreams about playing, like, in college basketball, but, like, the older you get, the more you just realize, like, to value what's important when it comes to, like, high school sports. And, yeah, me and Charlie have been talking about UC, just small stuff like that.
All right, cool. I appreciate everybody filling me in on those future plans. That's always a kind of fun thing to talk about. And I'm going to let you guys get out of here. I know got a 8th grade basketball game. You want to plug that? You want to plug the 8th grade basketball game here tonight? All right, big game against East Central coming up at 6:30. If you're out and about, you might stop by GMS. But any final thoughts from the coaches just on your teams, the success at the Rivertown, what you're hoping to get out of the rest of the season? Obviously, sectional championship, but just want to give you a platform to stand up at the mic again and talk about your team.
Well, we're excited. You know, these last couple of weeks are a lot of fun. There's a lot of work that goes into getting ready to play at a sectional. We're lucky that all of the teams in our sectional are conference opponents. So we should know what to expect. We will have played them all once. It's at home, so that's going to be, as you mentioned earlier, that'll be a lot of fun. We hope a lot of fans get out to see it. But, I think we're playing pretty good ball right now. These guys, if they put their minds to it, we can do a lot. I think there's a lot they can accomplish. I just hope they realize that. And, we talk about seizing these opportunities and having that approach to take advantage of those opportunities. So hopefully that's the approach that we will take, and I'm pretty confident that we will. So we're excited to finish out strong.
Fantastic. Coach Cutter, any final thoughts about your team right now and what you want to see from the rest of this regular season going into sectional play?
Just continuing to get better on a daily basis, as I said earlier. I think if we continue to work and get better, and we'll get to where we need to get to by the end of the season. The one thing I would say is I just want to, every time I'm on here, I feel like I'd say the same thing, but I would like to see more of our high school students come out to games. The girls are getting ready to host a sectional. It'd be nice to have a student section for them every night they play. We have multiple home games here at home that are, big conference games, big rivalry games. So, again, it's one of those things I'd like to see to continue to get better at Lawrenceburg. And when we have those, it's important to the kids. It helps them play and it helps them, get some momentum. So just challenge a little bit of the high school kids to come out and support the girls in their sectional at home and then the rest of our games here at home. So
Fantastic. Well, as always, I appreciate all of you coming out, especially on a day off since you didn't have school today. I really, really appreciate it. Congratulations again on the success at the Rivertown. Good luck the rest of the season. We will see the boys' team coming up next Friday at Greensburg. We'll be there. And then, of course, we'll be at Lawrenceburg High School for girls' sectional. So thanks again for coming out this evening.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break, come back, and wrap up the show here. You're listening to Crunch Time presented by Ortho Cincy on Eagle Country 99.3.
It's time for a word with Dr. Brian Wilson from Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Doc, let's start off by hearing a little bit about Ortho Cincy and what services you provide to the community.
Yes, so I do a little bit of everything. It ranges from hand stuff. I'll do procedures in the office like trigger fingers, carpal tunnels. And then, of course, you've got more of the kind of the outpatient things, you know, that chronic shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, you know, things like arthritis. Those are more appropriately kind of worked up on an outpatient basis. See you in the office, get some x-rays, and then kind of talk about, you know, your treatment options and whether that's, you know, non-surgical or surgical options. You know, orthopedics care is absolutely both non-surgical and surgical things.
And how about helping injured student athletes in the area?
The biggest question when you come in is, hey, is this something that you can play through or not? And so a lot of times, again, that starts with an x-ray, starts with an exam. And even if we have to get next step, something like an MRI, and usually have a little bit quicker trigger just because, again, there's, you know, you don't have time to see if this gets better or not in 3 weeks. You want to know, can I play this weekend or not? And so if we do need something like an MRI, try to do a really good job of holding kind of urgent MRI spots for our athletes and try to get them in as soon as possible. That way we get that information. And again, it's, you know, it's a matter of are you hurt or are you injured? And if it's, you know, if it hurts, but everything structurally checks out okay, then tape it and, you know, do some exercises, but have at it.
That's a word with Dr. Brian Whistle from Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. More Crunch Time now.
Welcome back to Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. Make sure you're going over to orthocincy.com. You can learn about all of the orthopedic specialists in the area and how they might be able to help you if you have a work sports, everyday injury. They certainly can get you helped out. And I'll go back to the summer. I got a sprained toe on my left foot, and Ortho Cincy took great care of me. I was in and out that first day. They got me in a boot, and a few weeks later, out of the boot and back to normal. So yes, orthocincy.com. Do have about 5 minutes to wrap up the show, and as I mentioned, I do want to take a moment to remember and honor Bob Brookbank, who passed away last Friday at the age of 67. Another big thanks to Lawrenceburg's girls and boys basketball teams, by the way, for coming in here this evening. But wanted to talk about Bob Brookbank. I think he's best known as a teacher and coach. I know him as a teacher and coach from Milan and Lawrenceburg. I was reminded today by some folks on Facebook that he also taught and coached at East Central or in some in Dearborn schools for a time period as well. Most recently, principal of St. Mary's School. So he was in a position to positively impact the lives of many students throughout the years, and I think it expanded beyond that as well. But for me, I was first introduced to Bobby B as a young kid. I think he is also known by a couple of different monikers, whether it's Bobby B or Brookie. It might just be Mr. Brookbank or Coach Brookbank. But a lot of folks I know, especially ones I went to school with, we like to refer to him as Bobby B. But he was one of my Little League baseball coaches right here in Lawrenceburg. I played for the Yankees and I actually teamed with his oldest son. We would go on to play varsity basketball together at Lawrenceburg. And while I didn't play football, I still had Bobby B in class when I was at Lawrenceburg, interacted with him quite a bit through PE class, summer conditioning, etc., because I still was an athlete, and he was always there getting us prepared in the off season with weight training, conditioning. Also introduced us all to the game of Gator Ball, which I still love to this day. But the nicest guy you'd ever meet, and certainly going to be missed by a lot of folks here in Eagle Country. But I did want to talk a little bit about him as a coach, particularly at the high school level. And that's what I was really kind of focusing in on with the story that I wrote earlier today about Coach Brookbank. Is from the high school perspective, he coached at Milan and Lawrenceburg. He was with the Milan football program for 9 seasons. That was from 1990 to 1998. Compiled a 54-38 record in that time span. Won 6 conference championships, 2 sectional titles, and a regional championship. One of the most successful head coaches in Milan football history. And I actually got a chance to chat with current head coach Ryan Lankferman this past Friday, broadcasting the Milan Rising Sun basketball game. And he sent me a little message with some of the stats from Coach Brookbank and some of the things he said to his staff. And he mentioned, and I quote, he is undoubtedly the reason that Milan football is what it is today. Went on to say that he was a great coach and a better person, and I would echo those sentiments wholeheartedly. Brookbank would take over the Lawrenceburg football program in 1999. He remained the head coach there through the 2010 season. Tigers went 57-76 in that time span, but while that record may not pop out to you, Coach Brookbank led the Tigers to one of the most improbable sectional championship wins in Indiana State history. I'm not sure if it still stands as the largest comeback in state history. At the time, it definitely was. It still may be. There's not really anybody necessarily tracking that. It might be on the Herald site. Be worth doing some more digging on that. But it was November 4th, 2005. Tigers traveled to Brownstown Central for the sectional championship game. This was my classmates. I graduated with a lot of the star players on that team. They were juniors at the time. Actually, I guess it would have been senior season. Down 24-0 with less than 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Lawrenceburg rallies to put the game in overtime and eventually pulled off the 30-24 win. And if you didn't hear me loud and clear, they were down 24-0 with less than 6 minutes in the final quarter of the game and won 30-24. All I remember from being there that night was one, couldn't believe what I just saw, and it all happened so quick, obviously. It's hard to remember every single sequence of the game, but I remember quick touchdowns, turnovers, onside kicks, whatever it was to get the ball back and get themselves in position to do something, to put some points on the board. Everything just started going Lawrenceburg's way, and it's just one of the craziest sports moments I've ever seen in my entire life. I know there's a lot of my buddies that would be able to explain it pretty vividly since they lived it on the field. I was just there as a spectator, but it was the lone championship, sectional championship in Coach Brookbank's 12 seasons at Lawrenceburg, but one nobody will soon forget. So just wanted to give you a little bit of the history of Coach Brookbank, what he's meant to some of the communities here in Eagle Country, and what a loss it is, unexpected loss this past Friday. So family and friends are going to be received this Saturday at St. Lawrence Catholic Church here in downtown Lawrenceburg at 9 a.m. to noon. If you would like to pay your respects, funeral services will immediately follow. But I'll just end it by saying Coach Brookbank certainly going to be missed. And like I said, one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. So my condolences to the Brookbank family and anybody that had close ties to Coach Brookbank. I know it's a difficult time right now, but I wanted to take a moment to remember and honor Bob Brookbank here this evening on Crunch Time. So thank you for listening tonight. Thank you to the Lawrenceburg girls and boys varsity basketball programs for being here in studio. And we will talk at you next Monday, 6 to 6:30, right here again on your hometown radio station, Crunch Time, presented by Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Thank you again for listening. Have a good night. This is Eagle Country.